Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I had the darkest beard ever. Billy Mays.
Billy Mays, see?
Billy Mays.
Yes.
And what did Billy Mays hockey? Who isn't?
OxyClean.
OxyClean. Was OxyClean made by Purdue Pharma?
I have no idea.
You think Tony sounds like James Gandolfini?
Was your drink tasty? come on.
Is it because of the sun and how close you are to the water that the ice melts faster, so you have to charge for it?
A lot of people get confused. They think it's a ripoff when ice is actually a major cost of restaurants.
It's a perishable.
Last night at football practice, and I go to all of my son's football practices.
There's been five. Relax.
It's a requirement. there. There have only been five.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Man, I love having sex.
No!
Hello? Hey, hold on. Honey, what time do I tape the show?
Well, no one really knows these days.
No.
I even have to think.
Wait, hold on a second. Wait, you're on the air, first of all, before you start screaming.
Stop
at
the
me.
Music.
Such love.
All right, I'm trying to figure out. All right, go ahead.
I called you 20 minutes ago and you didn't answer, so I figured.
Yeah, maybe because I was in here working.
Well, you're not in surgery, are you?
What?
Well, Renegade Roofing is coming between 1:30 and 2. I will call them in.
All right. What are they going to do? We're not getting a new roof, are we?
No, but remember, you have to get that faster, whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe what else? They're going to check him for shingles.
Are they going to clean the roof?
Ooh, I heard shingles are terrible.
Really? But it's related to chicken pox.
We do need our roof cleaned. I'll ask him about it.
I want to get it in until the community says you need to get it cleaned. I don't
want
to spend the money.
All right.
You can't be the trashy
this is
house
the beginning
on the
of the
block.
Show. If you go back and listen to today's show, I want you to listen when we started the show. As I had the first word of the first sentence of the show out of my mouth.
You don't want to be the house of the dirty roof.
And I didn't have my phone on airplane mode, and it rang. It was pretty funny. You might get a kick out of it.
Tell her you love her.
Yes, tell her.
I love you so much.
Yes.
You are my
sunshine,
light.
Sunshine, you're her wind.
You are my sky,
fuel. Her oxygen.
You are the wind in the sky.
She completes you.
Yes.
And you complete me.
Mm.
Yes. I love you too.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
That's so sweet.
Mike, you better watch out when the tough guys show up from.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, you're jammed in the left side of my shot. The camera has to come over.
Yeah, you're right.
You
yeah. Bit. Mac, do you care about us? What's going on?
That was a late start, Oscar. They were all kind of tardy this morning.
Got a little comfortable.
A lot of traffic, as Mac
did. Mac, please.
That's good. That's perfect. That's right where I want it.
Nice.
Thank you.
But, Mike, watch out for the tough guys when they show up from Renegade Roofing.
That's a hostile name for
roofing. It really is.
Roofing networking.
It's like shelter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. So I got to, when you go out on my patio, there's a little step up.
Yeah.
And it's painted, but it looks like it's got some, like, plaster on it, too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not just paint.
Right.
I don't know. That's the way it goes. So I have to get somebody else.
There used to be an old jingle in New York City. Martin paints. It ain't just paints. So it ain't just paint.
Wait, well, so is the roofing company working on
the fascia?
Yeah.
Carla goes to network and they support each other.
You just got to get Flex Seal for everything.
There's no sealing issue. It's just a cosmetic.
Yeah, but you get a piece of white Flex Seal tape, hang it, and then no one's going to know. It's just tape. It's an optical illusion.
I could run the Flex Seal tape along the bottom of that.
Yeah.
And then it would just be like a white border because you could get. That's good. I'll think about that.
See?
My entire house, not. To say that it's in good
put
shape,
together with
it's Flex Seal. Got a hole in the floor? Flex Seal.
You know, they didn't have that
get
back
him
in
as a
the
sponsor.
1800s.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be
that
great.
Guy, have him come in.
He built a speedboat out of Flex Seal on his latest commercial.
Yeah, and didn't he put it in sharks?
He did.
Yeah, and he was perfectly safe.
That wackadoo.
The Flex Seal family of products.
Yeah.
Lavorance.
I want if you're old enough to remember the E. True Hollywood story.
Yes.
I want an E. True Hollywood story on the Flex Seal pitchman.
Does he have a name?
Well, unlike certain pitchmen, he doesn't seem to, seems to keep his nose clean.
Yeah.
Right? He seems to be
not
out
like
of controversy.
Not like the ShamWow guy.
Not like the MyPillow guy.
Yeah. And not the other guy that Billy, that guy, who was it, that he died when a airplane.
You want to start that?
No, I'm working through it.
If someone can isolate that and send that back to me, I'll just play that as my ringtone.
Mac, isolate that bit of tape right there.
No, he died
because. Billy Banks.
That's him. That's him.
I don't know if it's Billy Banks. Billy Banks is the Tybo guy.
Wasn't he the vitamin guy?
Tybo.
Wasn't he the supplement?
Tybo.
There was a guy that named Billy, and he had.
I'll help you out.
He died, I believe, because.
It was cocaine.
No, but I think what led to his actual death was an overhead compartment door on an airplane fell on his head. And that's what started.
Oh, because he hit his head.
Right.
And then they found traces of cocaine.
Yeah, what was his name?
I'm looking for
it. Okay, Billy something. I do believe it is.
Billy. That's from
Midnight
Express.
He had the darkest beard ever. Billy Mays.
Billy Mays, see?
Billy Mays.
Yes.
And what did Billy Mays hock? He hocked the vitamins, right?
A ShamWow.
No, oh, ShamWow.
No. It was
OxyClean.
OxyClean. And then we go way back.
Funny.
Paul Popiel.
Yeah. Was OxyClean?
Do you
made...
remember the name of the guy that pushed the Food Saver?
Oh, I don't remember his name, but the product is still out there. I saw it this week.
Mac, look up Food Saver and creator of the Food Saver or pitchman for the Food Saver.
I have
Dave Dornbush.
That's right, and we had him on the show. No,
man,
Mike,
you know what? My 64-year-old brain is working today.
Point of order: Dave Dornbush was the oven.
The Food Saver. No, the Jetstream oven.
The Jetstream oven was Dave Dornbush.
Damn it!
On. Yeah, well,
now
that's
my
okay.
64 brain isn't.
No, but you're clicking right now. Was OxyClean made by Purdue Pharma?
I have no idea. By the way, Matthew Broderick turns in a very, very wonderful performance as the Sackler dude.
There's There's only one problem with his performance, and he really made himself look ugly and everything, but there were a couple moments.
Looks like the guy. Looks exactly
when
like
Sackler was having like a good moment in his life when he couldn't help but make a little Ferris Bueller face.
Yeah.
Like a little purse smile. That bothered
snarky.
Me. But yeah, that
snarky.
I watched all of that, the Matthew Broderick show, and now I'm into, just for completion of the whole story, I'm watching Dope Sick,
mm-hmm.
and I like the Broderick version better so far.
Well, Dope Sick is more of the, you know, it's got a little of the Sackler family, but yeah. Dope Sick has the, you know, the results of it more than anything, although they all do. And it's still amazing.
It is.
They skirted the law on that particular thing.
They are believed.
Money,
it's
money
believed.
And power.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's no bulletin for anybody that knows the way things work. It's the way it works, right?
Yeah.
The way it works.
Well, some of us are lucky and some of us aren't.
That's the way it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you take advantage of your breaks...
As long as you're happy, that's all that matters.
No, you don't believe that for a second.
Me?
That's not your philosophy. Your
no,
philosophy
I'm
is
willing
to
struggle to win.
Yes.
But if you're happy with what you have.
What are you doing?
Then that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. I look.
Yeah, look
I
at me. Think, a portrait of happiness.
No, look at Mac. Mac is like a big swinging D now. Here he's walking around with his
sure
head, his chest puffed out, his head held high, and
yep.
showing people his cars in the garage. He's a full celebrity.
Making
and this
me
is,
film him?
Yes, you're filming him.
I know.
What a twist of fate.
You know, since we're talking about work ethic, I have to share with you last night at football practice, and I go to all of my son's football practices.
There's been five. Relax.
It's a requirement. There. There have only been five. No, there have been, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
But you sound
there have
like,
been probably closer to 15.
Okay, but you sound like the dads in the NFL. I went to every practice.
Yeah,
and I
yeah
went to every
yeah
game.
It's sometimes it's a slog because you just sit there. Yeah. Sit on your
sure
ass and watch the
yeah
practice.
Well,
fair
enough. That's pretty much all you do, yeah.
Carla, I welcome the assessment here. So last night at practice, my son, with the opening lap around the field, was leading the pack again. And I sat on another side of the field, so I saw how he does it. He does a dead sprint, and he's in like a competition with these kids. And the bottom line is they kind of ease up after a while, and he just keeps jogging.
Yeah, right.
And then he's leading the pack, and it's his thing. He likes it, and I think it's a cool thing to do.
Sure.
However,
set the tone.
I'm watching some reps where he's playing linebacker, and then he gets some offensive reps because he's the backup three back, and he's running all the way. He's taking his blocking assignment. He's running all the way down the field, like all out with the receiver. And then I said to my wife, I said, that's – he just hustles. He hustles. Yeah. And then at the end, he comes walking off the field. And he's got the hang dog. And he's walking out of the scrimmage. And I'm like, what's going on? He said, I got a cramp in my stomach. And I'm like, oh, you know, you got to. And Carla said, no, you are not going to be a monster. Do not be monster, Dad. You let him chill. And I thought about it and I took a deep breath. And I think more parents should maybe do this occasionally. With some thought as opposed to automatically the teacher's wrong, the coach is wrong. This you should balance it out. And in the case of last night, I really reflected on the fact that he had busted his ass for about 9/10 of that practice.
Mm-hmm.
This was at the
yeah
very end, and he got a cramp. And I legitimately believe he had a cramp and he was dragging his ass at the end.
Yeah.
And I think he's got so well, I don't you're probably see. I see another kid out there that does fake. Like a kid that was asked to, there's the problem child on the team
sure
and was asked to run. They asked him to run a sprint when they don't do what they're told.
Correct.
And this kid was running and stumbling, and then he was running and stumbling
yeah
again and looking up at the coaches, then running and fell to all knees looking up at the coaches.
Yeah.
And it was total BS.
Right.
And right after that's when Michael came over and said, and I don't
know. Oh, yeah, it's contagious.
But it's like,
yeah,
where do you draw the line between
well, he's
being
a little kid,
being the tough love
yeah
and being, you know, if I let him slide, no, I don't think at 10.
At 10, it's tough. But
especially
you are,
if he wasn't leading the pack.
And
if
he's
he was
not,
a slacker.
He's not
know
a follower. He's a leader, right?
He is a leader.
If
oh
he was
my
a
God
follower, you'd grab him and say, look, see that kid right there?
Mm-hmm.
Odds are you won't be seeing him in the next couple you know, practices.
He's going to die?
He's going to be taken
no,
in a bag.
No, I'm just saying, eventually,
he's going to be put in a bag
he's going
to
go
Spain
to mom and dad and say, it's too hard, and then they'll let him out.
Yeah, well.
And then they'll move on with life.
Painful to watch.
That's
and
like,
he's also
it
not
is
into
it's
it.
It's like what they tell you in business school when you sit down, you said, look to the left, look to the right of you.
Yep.
A handful
yep
of you won't be here by the end of the
You know,
yeah,
right,
but that's
now,
that's really hurtful when Mike says it to Oscar.
No,
look to your left.
No, Mike says, if you leave, we all leave.
True.
No, you know, Robert.
I don't care who knows it. Oscar leaves, I'm done.
Robert,
if Oscar decides to leave, Oscar, Rob, be aware of this. Mac, anybody, Pony, be aware of this. Oscar decides to roll, not going to do it. I don't have the babysitting chip that he has.
Won't ever leave as long as to get beautiful gifts like this, Mike.
What is that?
A wonderful listener dropped these off yesterday.
Philip Layton.
Thank you.
Is that a Transformer?
It is the Autobot, because I'm not a Decepticon.
Right.
We're
better
good guys.
Yet, I think I might be all right if you left.
Why? Autobot insignia, the logo, right?
Yes.
This will go on the set. And then,
how thick is it?
It doesn't have to be thick. And it also has, it's been 3D printed. It's got the etchings of Cybertron on the back of it. Feel it.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Mike, it's probably about a third of an inch thick.
Yeah.
And I know you need to know because you have a sickness for the thickness.
Yeah. Why did you ask how thick it was?
It's something that stayed with me.
Because there's a guy that makes things out of wood.
Same guy.
And it's the same guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's nice.
Decepticon out. Or what is
no,
it?
No, it's an Autobot.
Autobot out. I
and
don't
then
know.
He made one of these.
Not my scene. Now, this is made of wood.
Because we love America.
Yeah, this is made of wood.
That's very nice.
Beautiful, right?
Very, very nice. Peter.
He also made the Mike O'Mara Show ones, the beautiful ones we have, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful. He does great work.
There's
do we know his name?
Philip Layton.
Thank you, Philip Layton.
A piece of his work actually hangs in my home.
You're a real doll.
Yeah, he's a living doll. You know what he is, Mike?
They've
he's a knockout.
An entire time, and I'm sorry, an entire town after him.
In Maryland?
Laytonsville?
Laytonsville.
What? That's where he comes from.
Phil's town.
Mike, did you see, speaking of local news, you might have missed it, but on Monday show of this week, I think we uncovered some sort of, not just shenanigans, but really a scandal.
Monkey business.
That restaurants in D.C. are now charging for rocks. Some of them are.
You're the one that brought it to us because you had been downtown. So there's more? Did it go local news?
Spy report. One of our listeners' uncles is Tony from Tony and Joe's.
So a nephew of the founders of the restaurant.
And he's taking
this
straight to the top.
Really?
And I said, sir, if you get them to up their ketchup game, I will forgive the rocks charge.
Well, they should really up their ketchup game and send you 91 cents in a certified check.
How did it end with the nephew? Because nephews might not have
I PM'd him. I said, what are the odds that Uncle Tony will come on the Mike O'Mara Show?
And talk about the ice.
Yes. Because if there's
that would be a good idea on his part.
If there's a legit reasoning, you're a restaurateur. By the way, later on in the show, you're going to talk about shrinkage. And not down there, but in stores.
I understand that water is not free in many cases.
You think electricity is a free? We got to make it the ice.
Well, that's it too.
My name is Tony. I get a 91 cents for every drink.
That's great. That'll help too, Rob. Bring in a 1920s stereotype of an Italian American.
You know that that's the only accent I do.
The ice stays the same as before.
You think Tony sounds like James Gandolfini?
Maybe. I don't understand. Look, was your drink tasty? Was your drink tasty? Come on.
Is it because of the sun and how close you are to the water that the ice melts faster, so you have to charge for it?
A lot of people get confused. They think it's a ripoff when ice is actually a major cost of restaurants.
It's a perishable.
It's a perishable. The refrigeration cost, the equipment maintenance. And everybody gets their, their ta-ta in a wad when we charge for ice.
Do you buy your ice from a friend of ours?
I get it from Ready Ice at the 7-Eleven.
No, you're using Party Ice.
Party Ice. Is that, you use Ready Ice, I use Party Ice. In the 10 or 20-pound bag. There you go. I send Sil down at Paulie every single day to get the ice. And then if the price is right, Paulie will look at him and say, I got the price knocked down to $20, T.
What a great show.
I miss it. Do you know Julia has finished the season? She watched it. She binge watched it. She had never seen an episode because she was, you know, a little kid when it started.
Right.
She said, "Dad, did you know The Sopranos is a really great show?"
You
I said, "Yeah, I kind of knew that."
I loved it so. Yeah, and one of the last shows, I use Sopranos, Breaking Bad, national consciousness shows. Harder than ever to be like that.
Yep.
Harder than ever for that to really go down and really happen because we just don't do it like we used to. But once in a while, in order to get a show that the national consciousness becomes aware of, you just have to have a blockbuster of blockbusters.
Like Yellowstone.
Blockbusters.
Yep.
Yellowstone would be the closest thing probably we've had in the last year or two, I would think. I want to talk about an embarrassment, my own personal, but not ridiculous, just something I think is a little silly.
Okay.
And I'll throw it out as a question to everybody listening and to you fellers that have you ever been obsessed or emotionally attached to a retail outlet? And let me explain why I asked that question. So I've mentioned before that Carla came home one afternoon and she said, "Did you hear what's coming to Coconut Point?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "What? What? You're going to love it." I said, "What?" And I can't possibly think of what she's talking about. She says, "The PGA Superstore."
Yeah.
God. Now, since then,
PGA Superstore, is that actually licensed and endorsed by the the PGA?
I don't think they did it for free, Rob. Yeah. I don't think they got it for free.
Wow.
But it doesn't have anything to do with what they do.
Right.
It's not like they sell.
It's a golf superstore.
It's a big box golf store.
Yeah.
That's what So I am excited about that. And, you know, I don't think much about it for about a month or two. Then I go, no, that's not true. Because I went home after she said that to me. And I look up online.
Yeah.
You know,
when's
opening
the grand
day.
Opening?
Where, first of all, I needed to confirm. This is how obsessed I am. I need to confirm that it is indeed going into the old Barnes & Noble location.
Did you think she was gaslighting you?
I thought she might not be. I thought she might be misinformed because shortly after she mentioned that, we drove by it. I said, "Oh, I don't see any evidence of it." And unlike certain new businesses, Cheesecake Factory, they don't put their name up, which I think sucks. I think if I owned retail space, the very first thing I would do is put my name
up
on
free that. Advertising,
but
essentially. Yeah,
I'm not them. They've been very successful.
Yes.
Congratulations. So I have to point out that I have probably, in the time back in April or May when she informed me of this, I have driven by this particular retail outlet no less than 10 times. Like, just went for absolutely no reason, not going in there to do anything other than to see how the construction is going.
Right.
And I think that I feel a little silly because
you should.
Let's look.
It's sad.
Is it sad?
It is.
I think it might be.
No, I don't think it
is. I cop to it. I own it.
No, you are.
She's got other golf stores. It's not like this is the only thing that's open.
No, but this is going to be the shiniest and the newest. And he's got.
It's not the reason.
What do you need in life is something to look forward to. And he's looking forward to it.
Again,
not
the show every day to look forward to.
The reason is the one I go to, which I still go to, is almost an hour away down in Naples. Almost that far.
So this is proximity as well.
What about the one that you were banned from?
It's interesting you bring that up. So this one now will be the closest proximity to that other one.
So he's screwed. Probably.
So it'll.
Please just keep some of your stupidity in your brain for a second. Please.
You're saying.
Right? I don't want to get.
You were able to get banned. You were banned 2 years ago, so you had to drive an extra 30 minutes to the other store. But now you're going to be
closer.
And
there was another one. There was another chain that was close by.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I like, and I'm not proud to say this either. Yeah, I don't care. They have a good bargain bin up there, you know, for stuff. And and I don't buy full retail for stuff unless I trade it in my golf
cut
clubs.
Cut balls, stuff like that?
No.
No, he's talking about like the polo. So
I know.
Instead of $130, he'll pay like $40-$50.
Yeah.
But that's another reason with that place across the street that I kind of feel a
kinship.
I feel emotionally vested.
Okay, well, then that makes sense because, you've got your enemy's enemy is
your friend.
Your friend.
And by the way, that is gone. That has been gone since it happened. I don't have any contact whatsoever, but I don't go back.
Because they won't allow you in.
Yeah.
That is not true.
Choice was made by them.
I thought your face is on the wall there.
Yeah, like when they post bad checks. It's a picture of you behind the register.
It says, I walked out and I've never come back. Oh, okay. I walked out angrily and I have never walked back, but I was never, you know, formally, nor with succeeding discussions.
Correct. You just moved on.
Yeah, you moved on.
You're taking your dollars elsewhere.
You're the bigger man.
To Golf Galaxy.
Bigger man.
But now PGA Superstore.
Have either one of you ever been emotionally attached to a retail operation of some kind? What would that be?
The Tower Records at Tyson's Corner. And when they closed it, I was heartbroken. It was my go-to place for records, CDs, all that stuff. When something came out on a day, they had
it. You'd have to go there,
You'd have to go there. I can think of dozens of times I went there.
Common thread.
Before the show so I could buy something.
But you would find delight in poking around the Tower Records.
Yes, because I love music.
I find delight in poking around a golf store.
So similar. It is. Yeah.
That's
it.
I like Circuit City. I was sad when they were gone.
Circuit City's a million years ago.
I was a little kid.
Mike, Circuit City was a great outfit.
And I didn't understand Best Buy, but now I understand Best Buy, so that's fine. People's Drug. That was strange
People's
to see
Drug.
Go. Yeah.
But I don't think that, were you really emotionally attached to
That's all we had. And then I said, who's CVS?
Yeah, well, also remember, Mike, Drug Fair became Fantles.
Yeah. And my mom she knew the Fantles family, got my brother's first job when he was 14.
Did you guys have a Spencer's Drugs?
No, we had Spencer's Gifts. Yeah.
Spencer's Drugs.
Did Spencer's Drugs sell like male pantyhose and things like that?
No, Spencer's Drugs. There is no other Spencer's Drug because it was owned by Jim Spencer, our
family
friend.
Oh, it was just a guy,
Who got my sister to compete in the Glastonbury Product Show Queen contest, and she won. And my sister won. Why do you say it like that?
Because, Kathy's a remarkable person.
She was a knockout.
I didn't say that.
Oh, she still is.
But I agree. I'm not going to.
Congrats, Paul.
And Jim, and by the way, Jim Spencer was our pharmacist. And she'd say, hi, Jim. And that I remember my mom getting a prescription, for my Ritalin. And she would call
And that's
Jim
when
Spencer.
The pills were really big, right?
Kathy worked at the drugstore. And back in the day, she had to learn how to run the soda fountain because they actually had a soda fountain. Yes, I was born and raised in Bedford Falls.
And then Kathy was picked up by Sackler and taken to Purdue Pharma.
You're going far.
You're going to be paid by the amount of milligrams you sell, Kathy.
With those stems.
You could go
so
places.
So besides the one that closed and you were upset, ever have anything that was coming to town? And I know Oscar's in the city, so it's a little tougher with them.
Yeah.
But for you, Rob, like out in the burbs, they always make a big deal if something big is coming to town.
I have to give Rob credit. He is fully set up within a stone's throw from his house. He could walk to Costco.
Yes.
He could walk to Target.
Yep.
He could walk to Panda Express, the standalone, not in like a strip mall.
Yeah.
The standalone little hut that looks like a Chick-fil-A right there.
Walk to Chick-fil-A.
He can walk to Starbucks. He's got a Hobby Lobby there. He's got everything. He can walk.
Hobby Lobby. I can't think of anything. There are two things that caused a big local stir when they opened. And of course, I got swept into it, but I wasn't all that excited about
what
the Chipotle, and there were lines for days, and Five Guys lines for days.
You know, for someone that likes food, you get so indignant about popular food spots.
No, I get indignant for building a facility that can't serve the need. If they have lines out the door at Chipotle, they should have two Chipotles or something. But if it's not going to meet the need of the community.
Well, I mean, that's the initial sizzle.
Yeah, and that's why.
What do you say about Chick-fil-A? They just shut them all down?
I hate Chick-fil-A because they ruined my parking lot for Costco.
Chick-fil-A has the
They move
greatest,
fast, though. They move so
they
fast.
They have the greatest crowd management of everything. I still don't understand. Whenever I get a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yeah, and it's a good sandwich. Make no mistake.
It's a good sandwich, but I always go, is it really worth a 35-minute line?
It's not.
Do you have to order ahead? Use the app.
Use the app, yeah, I suppose. But it's for my son.
Swing right through.
Sometimes when
right up.
When I pick him up from school.
Yeah, tell him to get on the app. By the time you get there, just pick it up.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have him add it to his little phone.
Yes.
You know, but then I'll have to give him another credit card. Yeah. And then he'll steal everything. Yeah.
Platters and platters of chicken.
Man.
Yeah.
For his whole class.
Guys, it's on my paw.
Yeah.
You know, he's a
bit of a papa.
Radio celebrity.
Are you familiar with Heritage Radio host Mike O'Mara?
Can I give you since we're talking about retail outlets, can I give you an update on my store?
I thought this was leading up to that.
This was yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
Drove by yesterday. And I had no reason to be anywhere near there. I drove off the main drag into the shopping center to do a drive-through, and they were painting the outside of the building. And then they had the doors open to the inside, and it didn't look like they were very far along. And I just wanted to say to my friends at the PGA Superstore, I'm waiting!
Mike, did you go in?
No, because you can't. You're not allowed.
You're not ready to go.
But the doors are open. Like cranes, you probably could have
gotten scissor lifts and things like that. They're doing that. You know, I don't think you can go. I might, you know, that would be, I think, a bridge too far.
What if you got like a small plastic hard hat
and walked in
and said, well, this will never do. And you need to fix that.
Oh, I see your 2024 hybrids have arrived. We could perhaps look the other way.
You order a fake patch from Etsy.
Yeah.
Etsy. And then you make it say Coconut Grove Patrol.
Yeah.
Coconut Point.
I'm sorry. Coconut Point Patrol.
Coconut Grove is like a nightclub for Ricky Ricardo.
And a child size hard hat.
Yeah. Like sitting right on top of my head. Like it looked like the mouse that I had, you know? I'm the building inspector.
Is everything up to code?
That would be funny. Speaking of retail, Lowe's is doing something kind of interesting. They are now, one of the things I hate about theft prevention is two things. If you're going to look for something, you want to take it off a rack or something, you can't do it because it's so, or if there's something like in a drugstore that's behind the glass, and they have to get an employee to come over. It says Lowe's will now, I don't know if you've heard of this, will be using RFID technology to prevent theft, specifically with their tools, their power tools. Yeah. So
it's a big problem.
It is.
RFID, but.
What is RFID? I should know
this. It's a radio frequency identification.
Okay. Thank you.
And you will be able to go in, pick something up, blah, 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 look at it, take it up to. But you will not be able to use it until the RFID technology is disengaged, where now it's yours and you don't have to worry.
So it's the same technology they use with gift cards.
Correct.
Gift cards are activated as soon as you buy them.
They got to activate.
Right.
You have to activate your product. Mm-hmm. And if that allows retail to take some of those clunky, you ever see the salespeople with that crap?
That's not going to change.
No.
What's happening. And if this is like,
you could put a chip in everything.
It's a big deal because all of these major retailers have reported their overall performance in the past, the past quarter. And the issue is with Target, with Lowe's, with Home Depot, with all of these major retailers, Walmart, they're getting murdered. And this is all down, it goes down to the mom and pops.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting murdered by the organized crime theft that's going on that we see on the headlines all the time.
And when you say organized crime, mob, you don't mean like
flash mob is the latest thing. Yeah. Overwhelming a store by going in and shoplifting.
And
everything.
You know, my mom actually, when she was the front end manager at Safeway, it would happen. And
when was that?
I'm saying this is not a new thing. This is back in the 80s.
I get it, but this is next level, Rob, and I'll tell you
why.
It's
the same technology.
Flash mobs. They didn't do flash mobs. At
no.
Safeway.
Yes, they did. They would have like 15 people. They would cause a ruckus at one point in the store, and before you knew it, someone would leave the front office to take care of the ruckus.
Is it fair to say that it's escalated to another level?
Yes,
now?
It is very fair, but I'm saying that the basis of the notion has existed for a while.
From an economic standpoint, shrinkage,
yes,
which is a term used for stolen items, has not been at this all-time high in the history of retail.
Massive problem in the golf industry, Read an article about it.
I was in Dick's Sporting Goods, big effing deal right now. Their stock has crumbled because of it.
On the floor.
And then, this past week, I was in Gaithersburg at a Giant, and then over the loudspeaker went, security, And then they gave a code, and then they gave aisle, and then they said, watch the front doors over the loudspeaker. I put my stuff back on the shelf, and I left with nothing because I said, I don't need this garbage in my life right now.
That's a new policy, because when I trained to work at a grocery store, they said, do nothing ever to apprehend a shoplifter.
And you still do
because
not,
of legal
stuff. But you're an employee. You're not security.
This is true. Okay.
Right? So when they say security, that's who can get them.
Yeah. We also didn't have security back then. So,
let me be clear here. I know that there are rules that have changed in California, especially, and that what is considered a felony is as above $800 for any retail item for stolen items. That's been changed. And a lot of these manufacturers and retailers are saying that, look, the change in laws has enabled these organized crime thieves, these like flash mobs of, and I'm not talking about your Louis Vuitton. I don't care about that. Mm-hmm. I care about your mom and pops trying to get through this.
Yeah. And it's inflation and
it's not just that. And this is how the true tell is. You start seeing house brands that are never sold on Amazon or eBay or on Facebook Marketplace being sold on those stores brand new. So you steal them from Lowe's, their house brands, or Home Depot, and then you see them brand new on Facebook Marketplace, to the point that there's now legislation in place that if you knowingly buy what could possibly be a stolen item, you could also get in trouble.
As it should be. But once again, these platforms that we have online now that allow people to, trade commerce that's online is ripe for that type of abuse. And you get that all the time. And so as far as this RFID technology, you're going to see more of that down the road.
Especially in sporting goods.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to swing that club.
No, because it'll be locked in.
I don't know how they'll lock it.
How about a RoboCop type guy? Wouldn't that be great?
I think they should just start prosecuting people.
Well,
I'm tough
hard
on crime, Oscar. Welcome to the show.
No, I'm with you.
They set up a small courtroom in the place? Like in the back of Golfdom?
Just like they used to have.
With like a guy with a machete, just like they do in the Middle East.
No, that's extreme.
Stop the handoff.
That's extreme.
Only if they're guilty.
That's extreme. And don't come at me with your socioeconomic garbage. I'm saying that these flash mobs of organized crime, they got to stop them, and then they have to like literally say, this is, you do this, you get caught, you go to jail for X amount of years.
Done. Here's the thing about the flash mob, and I'm sorry, this has to be done.
Yeah.
You have to have access to the entrance, the egress to the joint, where you can shut it down.
Correct.
Yeah. Where as soon as that comes, bam.
Well,
nobody
why can't
gets
we use
out
like those big nets from Double Dare?
Like up in the ceiling?
It deploys.
Yeah, it deploys.
Where are the people that did it? They all have slime on them, Your Honor. They all have slime on them. They'll be easy to identify. It's like a spot. No, but you lock the door. That's all you have to do.
These
giant doors they can get. You just press a button, a big giant red button. And what idiot manager couldn't figure that out, right? But he just presses this. Hey, there's a flash mob in here. Ma'am, I'm sorry. We have a theft issue. Yeah. You're going to have to wait.
Do you know where there's minimal shrinkage of all the retailers?
Where?
TJ Maxx.
Really?
And do you know why?
Because you have to run a gauntlet to get out of it.
They pay, and they have for years now, private security to walk around like they're shoppers.
Oh.
To stop them. And people know that like that is the hardest place to shoplift from, because they have people look at their mill around shopping, and they're the private security.
I bet that if you go into TJ Maxx
when I'm putting my noodle golf balls into my Pro V1 box. By the way, there's a little golf tip for you.
Yeah,
notice it the first time at Walmart. They'll take you have golf balls that are sold by the dozen, and they're not shrink wrapped.
Yeah,
so you'll have people that will go into the Walmart and they'll take the Budget Buster golf sleeves of golf balls and take them out of their thing and put the good balls in there.
Classic.
Now they check all the time.
Yeah, classic trick is we were told to make sure that the beer that you scanned matched the beer that you were scanning. And I one time saw a guy with six Heinekens and a Budweiser. He just swapped them out. I looked at it and I said, Budweiser doesn't come in a green bottle.
You got to try, dude.
Yeah. You got to.
Well, I'm thinking about bank robbing. Just straight ahead.
Oh,
bank
Mike,
robber.
If you do that, you're definitely going to get the red button.
Mac, you had a salacious past. I'm sure you did something illegal. Yeah,
what's the last thing you stole?
How about this? How about at Micro Center? What would people try to steal?
And what would they lift out of Micro Center?
Most common thing would be drives, like hard drives.
Mm-hmm. But how would they try to steal? I'm actually curious.
So I'll say I actually have something where I was personally involved in the theft of a computer case.
Nice.
Where a guy came up to me with a computer case in his cart, said was on the phone essentially saying, "I'm waiting for my guy to finish this build. He didn't come and asked if he could just leave." And I'm like, "Did you pay for that?"
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Yes." So he left, and then we found out. He did not pay for that.
Mm.
He came back a month later looking for more cases. I recognized him, called the security, and they arrested the guy.
Look at this guy.
Wow. All of this could have been avoided if you just asked to see a receipt.
Be that easy. By the way, we
take
have
your word for it, sir.
We have Mac out in front of the Micro Center. We have
Please.
Paper when
oh,
that
good.
Happened. Yeah, Mac said, turn him over to me, officer, and then I just find any excuse to play that.
Just two darts.
Yeah. And by the way, just two to make sure.
Right to the jugular.
Sir, he'll never be shoplifting in here again.
I recognize you.
There you go.
Dude, you took a drink right to the jugular.
What? Oh, water.
We'll take a break and come right back, everybody. Let's talk about Chime. Credit scores might not seem like a big deal, Wade, but low or no credit can jam up your financial dreams. That's where Chime sweeps in with its secured credit builder Visa credit card. Millions trust it to power up their credit scores. Safely boost your score with everyday buys and prompt payments. No annual fees, no credit check to begin. It's your passport to Visa accepted spots, all while bolstering your own credit with your own funds. Level up your credit game with Chime. Seize your financial future. Your credit's a big deal, so build yours up with Chime. Just open a Chime checking account with a $200 qualified direct deposit to get started. Go to Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Stride Bank N.A., member FDIC. Chime checking account at $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. Uptime payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Late payment may negatively affect your credit score. Results may vary.
Beautiful, beautiful. You play the horn.
Oh, I play the horn?
Yes.
No, you're going to play the horn from now on.
Okay. I need you to just send it to me.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. I'd like to play everything. It would be easier for me if I did that.
Well, I mean, you know, we can, whatever you like, but.
Yeah, it's your show.
I'm sorry I interrupted you.
That's right.
What did you say?
It's your show.
Go ahead. You were saying something, Rob?
I was going to say, we can do whatever you like.
Sorry. Hey, talk amongst yourselves. I forgot to get
this. No problem.
Oh, that's right. We'll get the horn emailed up here. This will never happen again.
Today, we re-engaged the live stream for the show, so I hope you're enjoying this, people.
Oh, hi, live stream. Hello. I didn't realize that happened today. It's nice. All our friends are among us.
Yes.
You're not going to talk?
No.
No.
I just want to see how long it takes him to get his prep ready.
Well, no, it just takes a bit.
I mean, he should have been ready before the show started.
No, he's already played the horn.
I'm blowing this room up so that I don't have to do crap like this. All.
You said you were going to move the printer 3 months ago.
No, I'm getting rid of that desk where you put everything. And I'm going
to... I can't wait to hear what happens after
it's
that.
It's going to be a little smaller setup because we have to make room in here. That's what we're going to do. We're going to make a little room.
For the baby?
Yes, the baby that's coming.
The baby.
So we talk about bad behavior all the time, and was he giving me crap about going over to the printer to get my stuff?
Have Michael move it over. It should be right next to you.
Well, no, I think Oscar wants the whole printer moved.
Yes.
It's cumbersome. Well, no, I see the point. I'd keep it right here.
Yeah, right underneath the little rack.
It's where I used to be. It's where I had when I had the setup with just that.
Yeah.
We'll see. Work in progress, tweaking a few things, trying to figure it
What's
out.
What's up with the golf cart? People want to know.
It blew up on Friday, as I told you, and I'm not blowing them up with a phone call because I could give a rat's ass. I'm no longer using it at Happy Valley.
Is it still in the street?
No. They picked it up Friday.
Oh, they did pick it up. Okay,
yeah, they picked it up Friday. And but I mean, it will be. I'd wait 4 or 5 days and then call.
Ah, got it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now letting them just deal with it.
Yeah,
and then we'll take it from there. Whether I keep it is, you know, a few questions at hand.
You know, would be good is it has a top on it, right? It's covered. Yeah, it would be a great printer stand.
A printer stand would be exciting. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Drew Barrymore was rushed off the stage. This is who falls into the bad behavior that's happening everywhere. It's all about me. It's not about you. She was rushed off the stage during an event at a theater in New York on Monday, thanks to some weird guy in the audience. She was having a conversation with actress and singer Renee Rapp when the guy came down the aisle shouting Drew's name. Drew was obviously shocked and shouted, "Oh, my God, yes, hi." And the man said, quote, "You know who I am. I need to see you at some point while I'm in New York." So I'm sure she said, "Oh, my God, yes, hi," just being polite because she's on stage. His plans got interrupted. Two security guards had to jump on the guy who escorted him out of the theater. At the same time, Renee actually got up and escorted Drew off the stage. They came back out a few minutes later.
This is another example of
more and more and more that we're getting.
This is like bad concert behavior. Mm-hmm. I know it's not a concert, but it's the same thing.
Or people throwing things.
Yes.
You know, or people doing a show and getting up in the middle of it to go collect something because they didn't have it in front of them to start the show today.
It has nothing to do with that.
No, you're fine. I think everybody in today's day and age knows what's appropriate at shows and what's not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to draw attention and what is not.
Airplanes, live shows,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. People at grocery stores. Look, I know that we all have cameras. I know that everything is recorded nowadays. But do you think they really had the number of Kens and Karens in society, say, 50 years ago? People weren't allowed. You weren't allowed to act out like that. It's a phenomenon of, I think the modern age where we are weak on each other.
Mm-hmm. There's also a level of unhappiness.
Yes.
That, like, for example, right now, I could totally spin out because there's a cursor right on Mike's screen where Matt could just move that cursor off the screen.
Oh, in the bottom
and be
left. I see it. Yeah.
Because it just looks like garbage. But no, I'm a happy person. So I'm not going to be a Ken and I'm not going to go crazy. But when people do that, I think they're unhappy and they project it on people that they think they can abuse.
And furthermore, I think in an age of social media, it has made it easier to make a cry out for attention.
Correct. Yeah, like the pony boys of the world, like he's the victim.
I do it much less than I used to. It's terrible. You're a monster.
He is.
That was Oscar. Send the email to this Oscar.
Mike, what I tell you, this guy, Matt, for all of you pony boy fans, he is living his GDF and best life.
He is.
Yesterday, we were on a call with him. Just, you know, he still works on the show, by the way. Gets paid full freight. God bless him. He has a tan line from here to here. Like, you could see the white and then the tan, right? Which I'm happy
getting
for.
Getting some sun.
Sun.
Yeah. Are you sure it wasn't just hygiene? Is he not showering?
It was
That's
a full
nasty.
Tan
that
line.
That is.
And I was secretly jealous of him, but also happy for him. I said, "That's a sweet tan line." And he's like, got some sun out on the lake or wherever whatever body of water
doing
he was
on. Fishing,
he's
probably.
Doing some fishing. He's doing some fishing. Loving his life.
Good for him.
He's safe and fine.
Out on Lake Bloom.
He's safe and bite and eating cake.
Yes.
He had a few bites, Mike. Just a few bites.
No, look, I think
traffic.
It's a wonderful thing. And, you know, people's bad behavior everywhere is predicated, I think, on the fact that we just all want to be stars. It's different. Go to a football game 50 years ago. Go to anything. You'd go and you'd watch the guys perform.
You know who started it? That
the
damn
Hogs.
No, before that, the guy in the rainbow wig with John 3:16.
Yeah.
That was the start of it.
Yeah.
And then became human.
Look, I talk about it all the time, and I know I'm old-fashioned, but when you go to the Masters golf tournament, you're not allowed to act like an ass. You can't. And it's fantastic. And I also like the one, the golf tournament where they're all
the
throwing
Phoenix
beer
Open.
Cans on the.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But it's kind of nice when you think of the Yahoos I'll give you a great example. Small-time sports down here.
Mm-hmm.
Florida Everblades, right? We get seats for $40, right down close to the ice. Great seats. Best bargain in town. And in front of me, guy shows up, has a referee jersey on, has his signs, puts on dark glasses, and has a blind person's cane, imitating the ha ha ha. The ref is blind. It's like, sit the F down, act like a grown up. Let me.
The ref is not really blind.
No,
no.
But right, I mean,
I don't. I like when people dress up.
I don't. I like to watch sports. It's why, you know, it's probably why I consume my football in my own living room.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a Giants group. Carlos says, hey, there's a Giants group here. Yeah. Hey, there's a Giants fan here in his living room on the couch.
Oh, yeah. Don't go to a bar.
No, I don't want to do that.
No. Oscar likes when people dress up, whether or not there's a sporting event.
Yeah.
He just likes when people dress up.
Personality.
Well, yeah. Why did I do that? I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm having a tough day. Will celebrities do anything to stay youthful? Let's go ahead and say yes, now that Jennifer Aniston has admitted to trying and Carla, I don't know if you offer this, a salmon sperm facial.
What?
Yeah, it got quiet.
Excuse me?
She says that when her esthetician recommended it, she said, quote, are you serious? How do you get the salmon sperm? But she went for it anyway, although she's not sure if it worked. This came from a Wall Street Journal interview where Jennifer also revealed that she's over cancel culture. Quote, I just don't understand what it means. Is there no redemption? That's a good point.
Yeah.
I agree with her. There she is. Beautiful Jennifer Aniston. I don't know. Wow. I don't put everybody in the Harvey Weinstein basket. I get that. She also said relationships are still a challenge for her. And these days she's sleeping with her dog. What's wrong with America? If Jennifer Aniston is sleeping with a dog and not a human being, what the hell is going on?
You know
here?
Who, but you know who really loves those facials? Are the salmon.
The salmon does that. Happy ending.
Yes.
Lovely, lovely salmon. Yeah. Look, there's a lot of technology out there.
There and, sure is.
I mean, they swim upstream for all that work.
It's interesting.
Yeah, they deserve a break.
Everybody thinks that if you offer something biologic, you can put it on your face. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Hard to say.
Look, I'm still trying to figure out what that J-Lo cream is that she has to keep her completely looking like
genetics
she's in her,
with her a lot. I
she's
think
like
it's 35
genetics. Eternally. Yeah. God bless her.
She has phenomenal skin. If you look at her, she has phenomenal skin. I think that's a lot of it. But you know, I'm married to an esthetician. There's stuff out there that's pretty amazing. She's got a picture up that I shared the other day, which is the age spots before and after that she did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not doctored, same camera.
Yeah.
She didn't have any technology like that, and she swears by it.
How are yours coming along?
I can't do it because I'm in the sun too much. I'm in the sun all the time. You got to take a break from the sun, which is a break from golf, which
you won't
ain't
do
gonna
it.
Happen.
You won't do it.
My age spot's connected, and I got a lovely tan.
I have them, can you see it now?
Yeah, what if you wore like those gloves that they have?
Like opera gloves?
Yeah.
Like really tall gloves.
Oh, he's an opera man, gonna hit a driver right now.
Yeah, say that for sport.
Don't you have any night golf down there?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we say, as a matter of fact, why don't you come down sometime? I'll let you play it, all right?
Ouch. Oh, snap.
One mom found herself in an uncomfortable position when she was explaining something she does in the shower to her husband. That something was going numero uno, and the hubby wasn't feeling it. He dubbed it disgusting, but she's convinced everyone does it, and it turns out they're not the only ones who can agree on it. Her admission has started a huge debate online. This seems to come up every year.
Sure.
The woman shared her story on Mumsnet. Must be like Australia or the UK.
Yeah.
To see what other parents thought. Yeah, it's definitely the UK. Darling husband thinks it's disgusting. I think it's fine. For real, I'm turning her into Jamie Tartt.
Yeah.
By the way, two people, Jamie Tartt from
Ted Lasso.
And there's this watch guy that has tattoos, has the same like Northern England accent, where it's like, I don't know. Everything, it's like, you don't finish the sentences. Darling husband thinks it's disgusting. I think it's fine.
Jamie Tartt.
The warm water makes me a wee, and I'm not going to get out, soak the floor, dry off, and all that. It's environmentally friendly.
Is it?
That she says.
Well,
the water washes the wee away, and it's only wee. I thought everyone did it occasionally.
There's that.
No.
I think some people do, but I don't think they go around saying that everybody does.
I have. I don't do it regularly, but I have.
I have in the shower, but not when I'm in the shower with someone else. That's
She's not in the shower with someone else. It's what she does in the shower that her husband was calling.
Oh, I thought that he was in there with her.
As long as she's not in a bath.
Yeah.
No.
That'd be awkward.
By the way, women peeing, I don't find anything bad about
deal.
That.
No.
That's not weird.
Hey, it's not only not weird. It might, in years past, have been featured in some, very predominantly male magazine.
As we covered on the show, we know what Mike likes.
Yeah. Like Reader's Digest.
It's not true either. It's not true. Oscar, there's a difference between what I like and what really bothers me.
Yes.
That just doesn't really bother me.
We really should
it's
do
a curiosity.
We should do a presentation on it, like a PowerPoint. Mike likes this.
I don't like it. I don't dislike it.
Yeah.
And
I think we've learned in the past.
I wouldn't want to be, by the way, let me make it real clear. I wouldn't want to be anywhere near that. But looking at a photo of it in a voyeuristic capacity. Excuse me.
Oh, dear.
It doesn't bug me that much.
Now, haven't we learned in the past that Madonna said it cured athlete's foot?
Yeah. Yeah. There's been stuff about it all the time.
If you get stung by a jellyfish?
Yeah, that too.
If a photo shoot breaks out, then I guess that's that.
We end today with Holly Saunders just launched her very own topless competitive league.
Oh.
Holly says the NSFW Athletics Organization Exposed Sports has enlisted her most attractive friends to give viewers the ultimate viewing experience. She said, so I had this crazy idea, a great idea, actually, of getting everybody together and creating a sports league just to show off everybody's talents. And it's going to be topless. Saunders said she teamed up with respective creatives in the adult industry to make it happen.
Mm.
And there will be videos of the hottest girls on the internet participating in all different kinds of sports and activities, and nudity.
What type of service essentially offers what you can already get for free?
What do you mean?
Like, if you want to watch pretty women working out or playing a fake sport, go to any adult free website in the country.
But it sounds to me like she's going further with the league play.
I understand that.
I think she is. I agree with
you. Are we going to watch the entire game?
I think what we're dealing with here is you've got it's not like a football game or anything. It's like those American Ninja sports that we're having.
Okay. If you're going to build a big set and do, what's that one show called? Wipeout. Yes. Wipeout.
Similar type of thing. Yeah,
and absolutely. It's topless? Fine. You can get my $19.99.
What I'd like to see is the Holly Saunders of the sports broadcasting world. If you remember, Holly Saunders was a stunningly attractive golfer sports reporter that somewhere along the line decided see that plastic surgeon and turn into a borderline porn star.
I know, but I know who you're talking about. And
yes.
I think that, there are men and women that just will take this plastic surgery to the next level.
Really?
And I know who her group of friends are. They're like Instagram models.
Mm.
I get that. There's got to be, in this day and age, you can't just go one direction. You have to have like the ding dongs out there as well.
And wouldn't we all like to see the group One Direction nude?
Yeah.
In a
especially
Harry.
Yeah.
I think I'm speaking for myself. I'm
Nile.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And the things.
You got to have both.
You got to have heart.
It's like Love Island on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's just like that.
You're just waiting for someone to mess up.
Is there nudity on Love Island?
No, but there's a lot of blurry sex.
And didn't they visit isn't that where they went to the windmill?
No, different one.
Oh, sorry.
And no. Oh, now I'm curious. Hey, everybody, we are sponsored by Groove Life. Yeah, that's right, Groove Life. Level up your style game with Groove Life belts. I've made the switch, and these belts are my constant companions. The Groove Belt boasts unique webbing for perfect stretch. Great for any kind of sport you want to play out there, especially if on a golf course. It's great. Revolutionary buckle with powerful neodymium magnets. No hassle, just snap it on effortlessly. Say farewell to bothersome belt flaps with the ingenious StiffTech buckle. Trust me, your waist will thank you. Plus, Groove Life backs it up, all with a whopping 94-year warranty, making it the ultimate belt investment. But hold on, there's more. Groove Life offers exceptional wallets and so much more. Elevate your essentials today with Groove Life. It's time to bring your belt into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our link, groovelife.com/TMOS, for 20% off your order. One last time, that's groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off your order. Just click the button on our website. Yay! All right, so Oscar, before you arrive today, we have another hang-up for Mr. Spiewak, who loves the Costco box store.
Love it.
And what he does is he doesn't like, I was talking about the fact that if you're near that box store where the places that serve gas are traditionally the best value, you get a good discount on your gas, and in this day and age of inflation, you take everything you can get. And I'm here to tell you, for the very first time since I have lived in Southwest Florida, I drove into the Costco gas line after I dropped my kid off at 7:45 a.m. this morning, and it was a little before 8 a.m., I drove up without a wait. It has never happened to me before. I was able to drive into that line, and I was able to get in there and get out. It was surreal. I didn't know how to do it. I was like, oh, I have a choice. I have a choice of like three different lanes, and I zipped in and zipped out. And then Rob started talking about the idea of pulling the hose across the car, and he doesn't like to do that. And I said, well, that limits your ability to go into the different lanes, but you said flopping around. I don't. It's another one of your hangups.
Yeah, it is. I guess it is. Now, do you have your gas tank on your passenger side or your driver's side?
It's on my driver's side.
Okay, mine's on passenger side.
And passenger I think for me.
Passenger for you.
You guys have American cars, right?
Yes, the American company known as Subaru.
Yes.
Yeah. The American company known as Bavarian Motor Works.
Did you ever have a car that had the gas tank?
My brother has your same car, by the way. It's wonderful. It's
a very nice car.
Did you ever have the, like, probably a 70s or 80s phenomenon of the gas tank behind the rear license plate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was you'd fold it down.
Yeah.
I know that I think we had family cars that might have done that.
Yeah, well, you see, that eliminates this problem altogether.
I think mine might be on my right side. I'm not sure. You know what I always do is I look down. I'm sad to say. I look down at the gauge, and most people don't actually realize this. Every car has a little indicator of where your gas tank is. It's just a little arrow
Right
on
by
the side of your car.
Right,
so
by
if
the
you
gas
forget,
pump, yeah.
But what
or
the
don't
problem
care to
is,
remember.
Is that the fuel gauge, which also has that same icon, sometimes has the arrow on the wrong side. So you have to be looking specifically at a certain gauge. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You have two gas icons. The you know what I mean?
Yeah, one has the little gas tank. The other has the actual
and the
gas.
Other one, and if you're looking at the wrong one, and you know,
you got to find the arrow.
It doesn't matter.
In days of old, there was an urban legend that the hose on the gas tank icon indicated what side you're...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was never true, though. That wasn't true.
But if you're in a pinch and you want to go on the opposite side, you just pull the face.
I've done that.
It's got the little stretchy
thing. As a matter of fact, Costco puts a sign up that says, our hoses are long enough to use both sides.
Okay.
But I still will wait to be able to pull up so the gas pump is on my right side so I don't have to stretch the hose over my car.
That's not
what is
shocking,
the big
though.
Problem with stretching the hose?
It's effort.
Why?
It's not effort so much as the fact that I don't want that big hose flopping around on my car.
It doesn't flop.
It will touch your car. You want that?
You flip vehicles or run them in the pillars on a regular
all
basis.
All the time, Oscar. Look at the last history. How many cars have I flipped? Dozens.
One. In the past 6 months, one.
Yeah, and in the past 50 years,
you
one.
You also ran your car with no traffic into a pillar as you made a left turn in the parked garage where there's no traffic.
That's right. I was in a hurry.
But, Rob, it actually will improve your time if you just pull that thing across. And it's really, have you ever done it?
I have done it, and I don't care for it. It's not usual, Mike. It's not usual.
Is it a coordination thing? Because it requires a little doing.
Yeah, I usually fall down when I do it, Mike. But luckily, my corrective shoes have helped. When I
the
pump
braces,
gas.
One time when he did it, the braces fell off and he just collapsed.
And then I ran. And said, it was like
the
forest.
Fill the pump.
At the Manassas Shell, when we were in the Manassas Tech Corridor, right next to the Manassas Battlefield.
You calling that the Manassas Tech Corridor makes me laugh always. Cracker Barrel down there.
Yes. Yeah. That's where all the tech guys ate, including myself.
Isn't that where most of the Civil War tanks got their gas, was at that shell?
IBM loved it so much they left. Yeah. So
Mark Zuckerberg loved the blueberry pancakes. Tech Corridor. That area. If you knew the area we were talking about, folks, you know why we're laughing.
More country
so much.
Ham, Mr. Musk.
Yeah.
Anywhere there's a Golden Corral across the street is not a tech corridor.
No, you're right. You're right.
Does not make a tech corridor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. All those places have to be far away. It's got to be only work.
Yeah.
So I would work and fill what is honestly called the Manassas Tech Corridor.
Yeah, by not very many people.
Not though. Many people. When I say it, people laugh, as they should. The idea of that shell always being jammed because it's right next to 66, which is 66, which is a big highway here.
Huge.
Right. To get into the city and get out of the city, it was just common. So I would pull it across, and this is when I had the Audi sports car and the Batmobile. And I remember one day just like not, just being in that like 6 p.m., 7 p.m. tired. And I drove away with the car. I drove away with the pump in the car.
Yes.
When it was pulled across the car.
Because you yanked it off.
You usually look on your driver's side mirror to see, okay, is that gone? And
your
I just didn't notice it.
Side
and I just
right?
And I didn't notice it. Yeah, passenger. And I didn't notice it. Boom. Flew away. Was at the exit for 66 and someone's like honking at me. I'm like, yeah, and I
saw it. Oh, it's still in there?
No.
Yes.
You've done that?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Now it's
God.
Like a breakaway hose.
Yeah,
right?
It breaks away. So you drag it.
So it looks like you got a tail.
So embarrassing.
Hold on.
Had to like stop, put my hazards on, put that hose in my trunk.
Oh, I so would have driven back with the hose.
Because
it had to have had gas in it.
Oh, of course. Yes. My trunk smelled like gas for like weeks.
Yeah, my dad did that
Fine,
once,
I gotta
but he noticed
hustle.
Right
I'm on
away.
The air right now.
So. It's mortifying.
Yeah, it is. It's like when I drove through the
The
block
Thank
at
you.
The toll booth.
He's gotten into the community.
Yeah. I didn't even know you did that.
Yeah, I remember I was thinking... The battery had run out
in
my speed pass.
I'm in here,
and I remember as I was getting closer to it, thinking,
okay,
"I wonder what happens if you have no battery in your speed pass and that thing doesn't go up." Well, you drive
through it.
You smash through it.
How old were you when you did that?
No, this was like 5 years ago.
Boys,
but it's
you'll
also,
have to excuse me. I'm having a bit of a situation.
What's happening?
We got somebody outside the door.
Are
it's
they
law
renegades?
Hold on, just a
oh,
second.
Oh, okay.
Real law enforcement.
But the they're also breakaway. It didn't do any damage, but boy, the guy came over quick. Because, a lot of times it's real last minute when they go up, and I thought, you know what, it's going to go up, it'll go up, it'll go up, clunk, and it didn't.
I never had that thought in my life. I always felt like, oh, I got to stop. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm the guy that slows down in the speed pass because I'm like, I want to make sure it gets clicked.
Well, but then I probably use speed pass a lot more than you.
Yeah.
Four times a day. So, but I mean,
so on the toll road, the... And you're talking about the arm that comes down.
Yeah, the orange and white arm that
so
goes
that
up when
pops
you pay.
Up.
Yeah.
How fast are you going through that?
Probably like 15. Not fast.
Interesting.
But it's the first time it's ever happened.
And when you did that, what happened?
The guy ran over.
You pulled over.
Yeah, well, I stopped, of course.
Oh, because you hit it?
Yeah.
And smashed it off?
Yeah, and it's hanging there, loose.
That's
just hanging
so
there.
Funny.
And I had to run over, and the guy came over, and I said... Yeah, I don't know what happened here. I've got the fast pass.
You knew what happened.
And he said, maybe, do you need to put money on it?
Yeah, maybe you, hey, deadbeat.
I'm not a deadbeat. Well, it turned out the battery had gone because I'd had it for so long.
Oh,
I had to replace it.
Got it.
And, we reached an agreement over missed tolls because apparently there was a lot of them.
What's going on, Mike?
Everything okay?
Yeah, I got a situation that I have to deal with here, gentlemen. I'm being arrested.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's like they're letting you do the show before you get arrested. That's weird.
No.
You said you just want to stay till the flip side.
Somebody outside my door, and they called me, said they were outside my door, and it was like confusion and stuff like that. And, when you're doing a show from your home, things happen. And I said, go away. Go away. I said it like the guy on the Wizard of Oz, too. Go away, Tin Man.
Were they trying to sell you something?
No. No, it's a service call that was miscommunicated.
Ah, got it. And, come back at one, you renegades.
The service call is for something right above my head, work out that way. But I really wanted to, when you were saying, is everything all right, I really wanted to channel my inner Chris Elliott, where I just wanted to look at you and go, Ted, I'm dying. But I couldn't do that. Oh, anyway, let's take a break now.
Yes, do.
And we will come back. I want to talk to Oscar about something he said when I wasn't here yesterday on the show concerning an automobile, which I'm fascinated by. Mm. And we'll talk that. I guess somebody's upset about it. People get upset about everything. So anyway, we'll be right back with more fun right here. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. I have it in my hot little hand right now. In my, what do you call this, Papa John's cup? Right
That's a Pizza Hut cup, Mike.
Pizza Hut cup. Sorry, I always forget. Stay refreshed and energized this scorching summer. Ditch the dull water and sugary sports drinks. The solution? Liquid IV, America's number one powdered hydration brand. Experience the power of Liquid IV's new sugar-free line. Unlock unparalleled hydration with zero sugar and no artificial sweeteners. Get three times the electrolytes compared to sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins for daily wellness. It beats water's hydration speed and the flavors, oh so delicious, white peach, green grape, lemon lime, feel amazing while making a global impact. Liquid IV has donated 39 million servings across 50 countries. Join me and choose Liquid IV for a revitalizing and world-changing hydration experience. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating, now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. So how did the subject of the Toyota Land Cruiser come up on yesterday's show, gentlemen?
I think you were just fascinated by it.
I've been fascinated by it for the past 2 weeks after the Toyota made an announcement that they're bringing back the Land Cruiser, brand new body design. They have three different versions. They have the inaugural, whatever it's called, the first edition that comes out.
Looking car.
They have a 1958 edition, something like that, that has the round headlights. It's a throwback to the classic. And then,
is that when the car debuted? 1958? Has it been around that long?
Didn't get that far. I just know what it's called.
Okay.
And then that's funny because you love like the detail and the history. I just want to know how much it costs and what it looks like.
I see.
So that's it. And then I look at, I like the fact that you asked. That's probably the case,
I'm
right?
I'm checking right now, yeah.
And
wasn't
then,
it an actual desire on Toyota's part to compete with the Land Rover? I think it's what it was. I think that the design of
I
that
I think the
vehicle,
Land Cruiser is probably around longer than the Land Rover.
I bet it hasn't equal. Been. Let's see when it
Well, comes. How many movies have you seen on an old Land Rover? And so, yes, my dad, and there's also, I didn't mention this yesterday. My father, when we were in Bolivia, had a Land Cruiser.
Really?
A Toyota Land Cruiser.
Yes. But the old school kind, like with the tire on top on the hood.
Yeah,
and like, wasn't meant.
And they look remarkably similar to Range Rovers that you will see like in Africa where the Brits are driving around.
Absolutely.
But they're very durable and they're very powerful.
They last forever. I remember being in Martha's Vineyard and asking, a guy in pink pants that was getting out of like a beat up Land Rover.
Yeah.
And I said, sir, do you mind me asking how many miles are in this Land Rover? Because I knew that they can roll into 200,000 plus.
A Rover or a Land Cruiser?
No, I'm sorry, Land Cruiser.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A Toyota Land Cruiser, older body. And he said, I'm running into 320,000 miles as we speak.
Look, I don't think it gets as much pub as it used to. The reliability of those products. Though,
Toyotas.
They build tanks. And I look at reliability studies all the time with automobiles, and usually you've got Toyota up in the top of the list of a lot of these qualities for reliability. They are. And that's pretty nice looking. So what are people pissed about?
So I didn't think that the third... So this vehicle apparently is not offering a third row option.
Right.
And it was a throwaway yesterday because I was asking Rob if he ever uses this third row. The Volvo I have right now has a third row.
Yeah.
I'd love to mention how my wife fleeced us at the dealership just yesterday.
But we'll
talk
she,
about that later.
She fleeced you?
I will talk about it as soon as we're done
that
talking about this.
Money she didn't have.
Oh, okay.
Yes. We didn't have, or I didn't have.
The Land Cruiser debuted in 1951.
Great. So it's okay. A 51 edition. Thank you.
When did the Land Rover debut?
That's great.
Okay. 1948.
Yeah. No,
so only
1948?
2 years after the Land Rover.
I feel like we've been watching The Crown. There's been a lot of Land Rovers, old ones.
Yeah, but I thought I thought the Land Rover was around for a long
time. How old's
the
queen?
You know.
Oh, she's dead. Okay, yeah. Moving on. So I look at this car. I realize that it doesn't have a third row option. They haven't announced it yet. That might have changed in the last 2 days.
20 minutes.
But, but I don't know. Maybe families are larger or you have like maybe kid duty to pick up after school. I don't know anybody that uses a third row.
I know no one that uses it.
I mean, you have a kid.
Yeah.
And I have a kid and I haul kids around and it's usually one or two or three tops.
Yeah.
But apparently this is a thing for families that want this third row. And on some of these cars, like look at that, for example, you can't jam a third row into that.
You've got no cargo space.
Yeah.
I remember, boy, I had a little flashback to... all I know is my aunt had a station wagon, and they had a back seat that would flip up facing backwards.
Rear facing, so safe.
Right against the glass.
Yeah.
Like if you got rear-ended, your kids hamburger.
I rode on the back of a station wagon just like that all the way to Myrtle Beach, and one of my parents' friends' cars, I said, this is cool, but
this
we could die.
Cool. Yeah. And you could die, but we didn't care. I mean, I got two parents smoking Kent cigarettes as I'm bouncing around without a car seat. But that is an attractive vehicle.
Yeah.
And if it's got the reliability of a Toyota, but it doesn't look that much different than the old Land Rover.
It's dramatically different. Pull up the old Land Cruiser, if you don't mind. 2021.
They've sharpened up the angles. And also, they've brought the old Toyota faceplate to the front of it, which is kind of cool.
That's a nice throwback.
Yeah.
I like that.
And I like the angularity of it. It looks classic.
So that vehicle, and also if the 51 edition is going to start at 50K compared to understanding. Here you go, Mike. This is a mom mobile it was before.
Boy, it really turned into one. I wonder if it was leaner and meaner.
It was leaner and meaner in the 90s.
Hey, there's a little Ford Bronco in that new one, though.
Ford Bronco. You've seen the Bronco. Has anyone seen the Bronco crash tests, the simulations?
No.
You said that, you don't have the right? Horrible.
So I'll have it tomorrow. We'll share it with the world. But it's a 3D simulation of all these different car brands. Subaru, by the way, doing really well. Congratulations.
Yeah, as long as you can keep it right side up.
But the Bronco crushes like a xylophone.
Does it really?
Yeah.
And I wanted one.
Yeah.
Now I don't want one.
Ford has a more dangerous idea. No, that's terrible. I shouldn't be saying that.
But yeah, so this is the mom-mobile.
Yeah,
the new Land Cruiser. Fantastic.
Yeah. It looks lean and mean.
Yes.
Won't be cheap, though. Nothing
50K.
Is. 50K. 50K?
Better than 100,000 for these new SUVs.
Yeah, if you have a problem with the price, just take a... flash mob and go down to your local dealership.
Steal the car.
Get out with one or two. Just absolutely.
72 right months, back. No big deal.
Just slide out of the dealership. You know, you bring 50 people in there, at least two of them will get a new car.
Let's play the percentages.
Hey, it's so hot, Bradley Cooper just attached a prosthetic Slurpee to his face. But you can get what you need at Dermglow. They've got the scoop on SunGuard. Got mine yesterday. The most epic sunscreen in town. And that's not all. Dermglow's got the whole kit for your skin's A-game. Swing by in person or hop on a virtual skin consultation. Trust me, the transformational is Let me start again. Trust me, the transformation is unreal. Hit up dermglowskin.com and discover what you've been missing. Lightning fast shipping, global delivery, and afterpay for your ease. Can't make up your mind, snag any gift card. And be sure to tell them that the NFL Hall of Famer... Okay, let's just go. Let's just start the thing. Go ahead, please. Thank
let's
you.
Let's do the flip
Hello.
Side.
The
flip side.
Mike, sometimes being a wise ass doesn't pay. Even if you call yourself a comedian, and you literally call yourself a comedian. This is a guy getting on a plane. This was going viral yesterday, getting onto an airplane, and he sees the pilot on, I guess, the, do you call it the jetway, the thing that connects the plane to the airport? He sees him, and he asks him a question, and the pilot lets him have it.
Jammer TV.
How you doing?
Good.
Are you the pilot of this flight?
Yeah, what's up?
You haven't been drinking or anything, have you?
You know what?
I'm joking around. It's
I'm not joking, sir. I'm not joking. I can pull you off right now.
Oh, my God. You ever heard of a joke? I'm a comedian.
Come here.
Oh, my God. I'm a comedian. It was a joke.
You
make
don't
you laugh. Excuse me. I'm very sorry I funded
it. Okay. And the reason being you don't do it? Because that gentleman right there and anybody who else is around now doubts what I do for a living. All right? So I don't go into your work center and shit on your situation.
I understand. It was a
don't
joke. I didn't mean to offend you.
I'm with him.
I am too.
Stupid.
Wow. See what I mean about life?
Look around.
He is a comedian, right?
I mean, not a very good one if he's recognizable.
And I like the fact that the guy sat him down and told him a lesson.
Well, it's the truth.
Law and
the
order.
Around,
here,
how are you going to, if you hear that, just if kidding. You hear somebody say that to a pilot and you're in front of the guy,
I would never.
You know what I do? I'm going to wig out.
I look away.
Yeah, exactly.
Let that man do his job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to slink into my seat.
But this is in the same category with the Drew Barrymore and throwing things up on stage.
Being rude,
and showing your mother's eyes.
Show some respect.
Yeah,
respect. Yeah. Right. Not about you, pal.
All right. Dolly Parton has really gone to the next level with selling this rock LP that hasn't even
she's
out yet.
She's everywhere, Rob. She is everywhere.
And she's on a show that this blew my mind. This was like an infomercial online where you click to buy while she's being interviewed. This is almost next level. So this is Dolly Parton being asked whether or not she ever in business gets ticked off, you know, because she seems very bubbly all the time.
I've ever seen you get angry.
Well, you go see it. Yes, you cross me.
I'll try not to, okay?
No, I mean, I'm just a regular person. I'm not one of those that I'm one person out here and another. But yeah, I mean, I've got, you know, I'm a business.
That's the Access Hollywood lady.
Just kind of just pitch fit. If somebody
to get something done,
to get it done, or to get
Nancy O'Dell.
Yeah, yes. It is Nancy O'Dell hosting it.
No longer a blonde. Work.
Yeah. Like I've always said, I'll tell you where to put it if I don't like where you got it. I think anybody's like that. You can't just go through life just floating around getting anything done.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I'd
that's
buy it.
I do too.
That's a nice package.
I have to wonder, do you think it's someone making her expose herself like that to make all these sales, or? Is she really driving
she's
it that hard?
She's still on a PR tour.
Yeah, it's also her avenue. Just because this is what's crazy. This is how old school you are.
Yeah.
They're probably moving more units on that internet show than they ever are in some of these stores.
I agree, but that doesn't necessarily make me old school. I'm just saying we're seeing her everywhere.
That's what people
music
need to do.
Is what I care. I'm worried about the music. Is some of the clips we've had, you know, at first one was really kind of cool, and then some of the ones have
been.
Well,
somebody's got to pay for the Dollywood bills. Come on.
This is true. And she does a lot of good.
Yes.
Dolly does a lot of good.
She does a lot of good. And among those great things she does not include her cover of Let It Be. That's just what I'm
saying. Let It Be was a little rough.
Yeah.
Right?
I did not care for it. I'm sorry. I wanted to like it
so
bad.
No, I get it. I understand. I get it.
Yeah. And let's close with this, Mike. Sometimes when a toddler talks, you just can't quite make it out.
Okay.
And it will sometimes cause confusion.
We need to poo.
No, we don't need to poo. Well,
and it's a book of Winnie the Pooh.
He was pronouncing it correctly.
Yes.
Oh, my word.
So sometimes you don't need to poo. You just need Winnie the Pooh.
No, you don't. You just did 10 minutes. Oh, you want me to read to you.
Yeah. But it's nice Wonderful. Because with no pants on, Winnie's always ready to go.
Tomorrow, I would love Oscar to do a bigger dive into safety.
Yes.
What's out there? Car crash safety. Because I think
we
should know. You know? And by the way, I'll start the show by going, this is the 2024 Mustang GT.
Like Doug DeMuro.
Like Doug DeMuro. Yeah. You know? Oh, I wish I had a nickel for every nickel he has. Anyway, God, he's got great cars. But he's weird. We'll see you tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Michael O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
When you need
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.